Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Oprah Winfrey has no talk show these days. Harry Carey can't have a talk show anymore. But when David Simpson talks, people listen. And so will you to The True Money Show, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network channel's Crusade.
Are y'all ready to talk a little money? I am David Simpson, coming to you from the Crusade Channel, the Veritas Radio Network, the Bulldog Kia Studio in lovely Mandeville, Louisiana. It is, what is it today? Today's June the 30th. End of the, man, my goodness gracious. Half a year is gone again. Boy, I tell you what, they do fly by, don't they? Well, it is June the 30th. It is 11, almost 11:10. By the way, I know I don't always do live shows, and I know that sometimes that frustrates people because they think they're listening live, they send me an email or call me, and then I don't say anything on the air about their call or their email. And so I will say it again, if you'd like to know when I'm going to be on the show live, it's kind of got a little, which one is it? Oh, is it this one here? Hey, Christopher? That's not it. Which one is it, Christopher? Christopher? Thank you very much. Thank you. I had a little fuzz in the background there. If you'd like to know when my live shows are going to be, pardon the interruption. if you want to get on my email list, because I send out an email the day before all of my my live shows, and I kind of give you a little heads up on what's coming. It's easy. Just email me, David@TFFCO.com. That's David at Tom Frank Frank Charles Oscar. Or if you're still in the military, David at Tango Foxtrot Foxtrot Charlie Oscar.com. And then I'll put you on the list, and every time I do a live show, I'll send you an email. So, all right, what do we have on the show today? Well, I got a good this day in money history because I want to show you how fast things fly these days. So you're going to get a little eye-opener about technology on this day in money history. I've got eight things to do to restore a humane economy. I actually have more than eight. I'm going to throw in my set, but I have a little article from John Horvat we're going to talk about. You know, last week we talked about a guy that was saving like 65%, I think it was last show, 65% of his take-home pay, which I kind of doubted once I ran the numbers, but it doesn't matter. I won't call the guy a liar. I'll just say it seemed a little bit unrealistic without some type of outside assistance. Anyway, that guy was saving a whole bunch. So I came across an article, Are You Saving Too Much? Maybe we can flesh that out a little bit more, kind of get back into that topic. I have a little topic called Global Crash and Turn. You know, Celeste Youngblood, who does our news, did a piece the other day on some of the international bankers calling for a giant crash to come. You know, the very people who brought you the disease are now telling you, oh, no, it's going to be a problem. Well, you got to start wondering why. These guys are not stupid. These guys weren't born yesterday. And so she asked me what I thought about the thing. Well, I'm going to get into that article today and flesh it out a little bit more, the global crash and turn. And then I thought I'd start off with my financial weather report. And in the financial weather report, I'm going to include investing lessons of the century. But you know how we normally start the show off is I offer a financial question of the day. And I'm taking on a big risk right now.